hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues, weekly broadcast on Spirit FM 88.3. Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams, and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible. Real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times, and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
I see prophecies fulfilled. Signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father saying, "Son, go get my children." We'll be going home when Jesus steps out.
A very good evening to all listeners. This is Spirit 88.3 FM. The program is Issues of Life, and Happy New Year to our listeners, as this is the first edition of the program. We thank God for this second Saturday of January and 2021. I'm Eben. I'm in the studio with Brother Yao Uredu. Well, we thank God for a new year, and indeed, it's the grace of God and the mercies of God that has kept us throughout last year and brought us to this year. Indeed, you know, I saw a post by someone that he has tested 7 days of 2021, and it's a free subscription, and he's not happy with the service so far. You know, but well, our hope and our trust should be in the Lord, not looking at the system. If you look at the system and how things are going and what is happening in the news and all that, you'll be heavily, heavily discouraged. But if you put our trust in God, then He will take us through and see us through the year. At the end of the day, it's God who would keep us, not our own plans. We should have learned from last year that if you plan, your plan can be one thing, but God's plan will overrule and override whatever you plan. Many had good plans for last year. We'll do this, we'll do that, and all that. And then Almighty Kuro came in, and everything turned upside down. So, you know, some are also apprehensive. So, well, this year, last year too, started like this, so like a normal year, and then suddenly something came. So what if, you know, we shouldn't live by fear, and we shouldn't let fear dominate our lives. We shouldn't let the devil control us with fear. We shouldn't feel intimidated. We should live by faith and not by fear. As Christians, our hope is in the Lord. We should put our trust in Him. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what you see in the news. It doesn't matter what you hear around. Take control of your thoughts and dominate what the devil tries to do and bring to your mind. We have to overcome, we have to walk by faith. It's very important because, see, the mind game is the control board, let me put it that way, of we, the human beings. The whole thing is the mind game. So when you lose it in the mind, then you are losing it out, because then all other things can take over and control you. So take charge as a Christian this year. We come your way, in the studio of Brother Yao Redu, and we thank God for this opportunity to start this year again on this note. Lots is happening already in the year, and we don't need to be a prophet to know that this year is going to really be an action year in the spiritual realm. A lot is already unfolding, a lot, and I mean a lot, is really unfolding. And the earlier we put our house in order, and the earlier we buckle our seat belts, the better, because it's better to be forewarned and be prepared than not know what is happening or what the times are and all that. It's very, very important we know the times we live in, so we can plan and prepare ourselves spiritually. Let me put it that way. Because it's very critical that we grow spiritually and mature quickly to stand on our grounds, because we are entering the times where spiritual weaklings or spiritually weak Christians would eventually give up the faith. And these are not the times to play weak. These are the times to really stand strong. These are the times to know what you believe in. These are the times you should stand your ground as a believer. So let's start this edition, and I have the song I want to start with by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and I believe it's one of the best prayers we can pray for the start of a new year. Welcome back to Issues of Life. This is Eben. And this is a song Pleasing by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. You know, this is one good prayer to pray at the start of a year. Our life should be pleasing to God. We should desire and seek to please God and not men. Our words, our songs. You know, if we really please God, you know, it suffices for every other thing, because then we are walking in His will. You see, to please God means you are walking in His will. You are spirit-led, and the Spirit is leading and guiding you. I mean, that's the best anyone can find himself in the evil days we find ourselves now. The safest place we can be this year is to be pleasing God and to be in His will. All other places are dangerous, except to be pleasing Him and to be in His will. And if this is our sincere prayer and we keep it daily with that aim and that vision and that target to be pleasing Him every day, then it doesn't matter the storms that arise. It doesn't matter the scenarios that come up, evil or good, whatever. You know that you are walking according to His will, and that is the best you can be in. Issues of Life is the program. And let me start with some of the news in the course of the week. And yeah, this headline is very interesting. You know, I've been saying this for years on this program, that there are some headlines which, when you hear, it should send a trigger and a reminder that we are not in ordinary times. And this is one of such. Palestinian Authority warns that Israel is planning to build, quote, holy temple, unquote. You know, the headline speaks for itself. I mean, and any Bible believing, reading, studying Christian, as soon as you hear such a headline, you should immediately know that this is Bible prophecy about to unfold. And this is also, you see, the emphasis of holy temple should bring to remembrance the words of Daniel, remembrance the words of Jesus, the words of Paul, and the words of John in the book of Revelation. These four various writings should bring about the temple issues. What did Daniel say about the temple? What did Jesus quote about what Daniel said about the temple? What did Paul also say about the temple? The Antichrist being in the temple. Jesus said the Antichrist being in the temple. What did Daniel also say about it? And then what did John write in the book of Revelation also about the temple? You know, when we put all these things together, it tells you where we are or what is about to unfold. The fact that there is an attempt to be made, or attempt is being made, and the truth is the Jews or the Israelites are well ready to build it. The issue, or the only withholding thing now, is the agreement of the location to build it, because per the historical records of Bible archaeologists and all that, is supposed to be where the Al-Aqsa Mosque is, which is the third holiest site in Islam. And clearly you and I know that if they are to touch it today, already there are a lot of tensions about it. It's, even the security of that place is under the Jordanian government, and there are a whole lot of issues. So they just can't touch it now, because as soon as they touch it now, a clear war against the Islamic world. But something would definitely happen for there to be an agreement, whether they will share the land or whatever, but something will happen that would cause this temple to be built. The design is ready. The artifacts to be used per the Mosaic law, the Old Testament, the things that were used in the temple. That is actually for an institute has been set up in Israel, the Temple Institute, with the mandate to rebuild the temple and get all the needed artifacts and the necessary things in place for it. They've done virtually all. they've gathered all the needed things, the red heifer, which was also needed. I mean, I think 2000 somewhere, I've forgotten the year. We even read it on this program 8 years or some years back. They've gotten a number of, they've been able to breed even multiples of the red heifer. That's like the red cow or the red bull type, which was also one of the special animals used in sacrifices in those days. They've been able to use DNA technology to identify the Levites, the tribe, the descendants of Levites. So that was those people have been trained already how to be, you know, lots of things have happened. So when the Palestinians make this call that the Israelites are, or the Israelis, whichever way we call it, are planning to build the temple, the third temple, you don't doubt it. So let me read excerpts of the news. Mahmoud Hadash Abbas, an advisor to Palestinian Authority PA chairman Mahmoud Abbas on religious and Islamic affairs, is claiming that Israel is calling for the demolition of the Dome of the Rock Mosque that currently sits on the Temple Mount and will be replaced by a temple to be built. According to a report by Israel News Network, the PA's official news agency, Wafa, reported that Jewish organizations that support the construction of a holy temple on the Temple Mount have asked the Israeli government to submit a proposal to the Islamic Endowment Department in Israel and the Jordanian government to demolish the Dome of the Rock and to build the temple in its place. Can you imagine that? Habash said in a statement that the settlers, quote unquote settlers, who made these calls enjoy broad support from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Habash is warning to not ignore these calls and that they must be responded to strongly by the Arabs, Muslims, and the entire world. Consequently, in the future, it appears that a future temple will indeed be built in Israel. Let me repeat. Consequently, in the future, I will add, in the not too distant future, in the future, it appears that a future temple will indeed be built in Israel. According to the book of Revelation, chapter 11, John the Revelator wrote, quote, "Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, 'Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months, that's 3.5 years. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. That's Revelation 11, 1 to 3. Once again, we are seeing more headlines that are paving the way for the fulfillment of the Bible prophecy in the time of the end. It's not a matter of if, but when this coming temple in Israel will be built in Jerusalem. Very. Okay. All right, then we go to the next one. World Food Program head warns of potential famines of, can you guess, quote and unquote, biblical proportions in 2021.
Biblical
proportions. These are not my words. So these are words they themselves used in the report. The head of the WFP believes that 2021 could see famines of biblical proportions as the economic struggles of COVID-19 may hamper global responses to food shortages caused by military conflicts, the rise of Islamic extremism, and locust infestations. In an interview late last year with the Christian Post during a visit to Washington, D.C., WFP Executive Director David Beasley, a former Republican governor of South Carolina, expressed concern for the funding problems that could be in store for 2021. Despite receiving historic levels of funding and leading the Food Assistance Branch of the United Nations to a Nobel Peace Prize since he took the helm in 2017, the 63-year-old Beasley warned the fiscal realities of the COVID-19 pandemic could lead to a decrease in funding at a time when as many as 270 million could be pushed to the brink of starvation. 270 million. That's a huge number of people. And, you know, it goes on and on. The issue is, last year we reported a number of news items. We talked of locust invasions in parts of East Africa, parts of Asia, parts of Latin America. You know, when these animals come, they leave a lot of devastation and they wreak havoc to farming. You know, so, and we all know the effects of COVID. It's real. I mean, it's in Ghana, thank God, we haven't seen the effects as others have seen it. It's really damaging other economies elsewhere. It's really, really damaging. Really damaging other economies. And even though Ghana is affected our system, but compared to other places where entire businesses have been shut down with massive ripple effect to the entire economies.
It's coming. They will get you people.
So Africa, the way they get you people. The way Bill Gates and the wife were expecting that we'll be dying on the streets and still nothing has happened like they thought. We should be on our guard. God is our shield. You know, actually, one of the secrets, it's not a secret, but because the scientists have confirmed it, Israeli scientists and Japanese scientists and all that, the ultraviolet rays kills the viruses within minutes. And the greatest source of ultraviolet rays is the sun. So imagine today alone, child, the sun, the way the sun was scorching. So you can't be on the sun and get COVID.
You're planning a new one, which will work better in the sun.
No, so if you take notes, a lot of the cases now are people in air-conditioned environments, the working environments.
Oh, yeah, me free air-conditioned, Moses, yeah.
So, but well, it's God who has been our keeper and our guide anyway. All right. Then the next one says, first Christian arrested under new anti-conversion law in Uttar Pradesh in India. A new law was passed that you shouldn't convert anyone. So if you convert someone, you are, and they report, then you are guilty.
And no, but wait a minute, let me just, with this, somebody may see this to be just normal news.
It's not.
But look at this. Supposing it comes to Ghana, and they say, if you convert anybody and you are reported, you go to prison. And I decide that I am not going to convert anybody because I don't want to go to prison. What then happens? It means I've denied Jesus.
It's serious.
Because
no evangelism.
So this thing is not a small rule.
It's a serious.
As you read it, we may think, oh, but it is serious. A small rule, because immediately you obey this, then it means you have bowed down.
Go ye.
You know?
It's a go ye.
That's it. And you know, the Antichrist, many people are looking at only the mark.
The
you
number.
Talk about the number, the name, the beast, the name.
So even bowing to the
image. Bowing to, this is bowing to the image.
Bowing
because
to
he
the,
has
bowing
said,
to the system.
This law is not a small law. This story you read it. If it come, are we going to be able to stand that we will preach no matter what? Reverend, continue.
A Korean Christian and three nationals of India are in jail in Uttar Pradesh state, accused of fraudulent conversion attempts whilst distributing food and other aid.
Open yourself promotion. So they are inducing people because of giving food.
While distributing food and other aid to people in need during the COVID-19 lockdown, according to sources, under a new anti-conversion law that went into effect in Uttar Pradesh state, India, on November 28, police arrested 50-year-old Mi Kyun Lee of Seoul, Korea, and three others on December 19th. And then Masik has organized relief aid to thousands of people since obtaining permission from the additional district magistrates on March 23rd, setting up distribution centers in various areas and at his church site, he said. Among the beneficiaries were Anita and then Maxi. As Gupta knew who needed aid in her neighborhood, Masik sent two Indian nationals and their driver to her home to prepare a list of people to receive aid, with Lee accompanying them as she needed a lift to reach another location, Masik said. Gupta's next-door neighbor, Sharma, saw the four people leaving Gupta's house and reported to police that they had previously offered money to her and Gupta to convert to Christianity. And that is it.
Who will give you money to convert to
Christianity? So a false story was, a false report was made, and that is it. They were arrested, and It's just bad. It goes on and on. These are the persecution.
That's what I ask. Can you go to tell these people that rapture will come before such persecution, tribulation?
You're already going through.
The people in the China and this North Korea, people are being killed for their feet. Can you go and tell them that rapture will happen before great tribulation?
Actually, the truth is they don't preach there. They don't preach that doctrine there. You see, this is where the whole irony comes in. They don't preach these places where they face the persecution.
Can a Bible verse not be working in some place and be working in some
place?
No
pastor preaches pray trip there.
Except
it's a motivational church or something. But churches that are really living the biblical lifestyle of persecution and they are facing the tribulation and the difficulties, suffering and all, they don't preach that Jesus will come before they suffer. Jesus will come and take them after, and then the suffering will come on the rest of the world.
People are dying for their faith now. They are in
already facing
to
it.
The maximum, and you are telling
God have mercy, awesome. Christian lay preacher arrested on blasphemy charges in Pakistan. A 25-year-old Christian is in police custody in Lahore, Pakistan, after he shared another person's post critical of Islam on his Facebook page, according to sources. Hundreds of Muslims converge on Raja Waris neighborhood in the Chara area of Lahore on the 9th of 26 December, threatening to behead the outraged lay leader and set fire to the homes unless police arrested him, said the Reverend Ayub Gujar, vice moderator of the Rawalpindi Diocese of the Church of Pakistan. The incident took place after Waris shared a post on Facebook on December 22nd, which was deemed blasphemous by local Muslims, Gunja told Morning Star News. Waris apologized to the Muslims in person, saying he has shared the post for academic understanding between Christians and Muslims and did not mean to offend any Muslims, and the issue appeared to be resolved temporarily. Then on 26 December...
You cannot resolve. Stand for the truth and die, because when they push you one, they want to push you two.
They'll take your advantage,
This is how it happens.
So on 26 December, we were informed by our congregation members in Chara that a huge mob had gathered in the locality on the call of a cleric affiliated with the extremist religio-political outfits, and were demanding the beheading of the catechist. And then, fearing violence, hundreds of Christian residents fled their homes, whilst around 400 anti-riot policemen were deployed in the area to thwart the violence. When Gujar and the other local church elders reached the Defence A police station to meet with Assistant Superintendent of Police, a large mob gathered outside the premises and chanted slogans against Christians, he said. Officers insisted that church leaders hand Waris into their custody to cool their tempers. We sought time for negotiation with the protest leaders, but the police said they could not guarantee the safety of our people if the accused was not presented for arrest. So eventually they had to give in for his own protection, and they've taken them into safe houses with the family, whilst negotiations still go on to appease them. You know, people are really facing issues in various countries.
Not in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Look at how many Christians are dying for their faith as we speak now. Just our Nigeria here. And you go and preach to that person that, rapture will come and take you, you wouldn't suffer.
Actually,
whilst people are being slaughtered,
actually,
killed.
The next news is Nigeria.
Oh, I see.
ISWAP terrorist executes 5 Christians in Nigeria, as video shows. Islamic extremist terrorists who kidnapped 11 Christians in northeastern Nigeria on Christmas Day have executed 5 of them, according to a video released by Islamic State Amaq News Agency. The 49-second video, dated 29 December, shows 5 armed members of the Islamic State West Africa Province, ISWAP, lining up behind the... See, they are doing it exactly as the ISIS used to do in Libya and those places, Iraq, yeah. Lining up behind the 5 men dressed in orange robes who are kneeling with their hands tied behind them. Ordered in Hausa language to state their names, each of the kneeling men in turn is heard saying their name and adding, "I am a Christian."
Hallelujah.
I am a Christian.
Hallelujah.
Morning Star News heard the name spoken as Uka Joseph, Sandy Wilson, Joshua Maidugu, and Gaba Yusuf. Speaking in the Hausa language, common throughout northern Nigeria, one of the ISWAP members then says, quote, "This is a warning to Christians in all parts of the world." Underline, to all parts of the world. And those in Nigeria, "We have not forgotten what you did to our brethren in Zagon, Kataf town, and other parts of Nigeria. Use the heads of these five of your brethren to continue with your ungodly celebrations." Then the five Christians are then shot to death. The executioner's sighting of Zagon Kataf appears to refer to ethnic clashes in the area in Kaduna State in 1992 over a proposal to relocate a market away from land granted to the Hausa people, who are primarily Muslim. Clashes broke out between them and the indigenous, predominantly Christian Atayip people, resulting in 60 deaths in February 1992 and 400 more in May 1992. With Hausa youths killing many Christians of various tribes in retaliation. On Christmas Eve, ISWAP terrorists began an attack on Gadkida, Adamawa State, that local residents assumed was launched by Boko Haram, the Islamic extremist group from which ISWAP broke off in 2016. Government and local sources said the Nigerian army repelled the attack, but as it continued into the wee hours of Christmas Day, the assailants were said to have killed 6 Christians and kidnapped 11 others. So is this 11 that they've killed, 5 out of the 11? So whilst Christmas Day, we were relaxing and thinking of what to eat and whether to go to church or not to go to church,
and people were being shot for their feet.
Being killed for their feet. Not too far away. Nigeria. Okay, a few other headlines. Teen Muslim extremists attack church in Philippines and pepper building with bullets. 40 Chinese Communist Party agents raid house church and arrest pastor and worshippers. Muslim extremists reportedly rape pastor in eastern Uganda. Another one to say is Muslim extremists in Sudan arrested after setting same church on fire 5 times. Hey, I'm waving the church here.
Targeting.
Then, one last news item. The level of madness that is blowing in our world now. House Democrats in the U.S. delayed terms mother, father, and redefined family member in gender-neutral rules. The Democratic-controlled U.S. House of Representatives passed new rules Monday for the first time, and thus deletes gender-specific terms such as father, mother, himself, and herself, and replaced them with gender-neutral language like parents and themselves. Not themselves, so themselves. The new rules from the 117th Congress, which passed 217-206, also erased all pronouns from the rules. In one specific instance, the new rules deletes himself or herself in place of themselves. They remove phrases such as he or she in place of phrases like member and delegate. They also redefine the meaning of relative and family member. A Democratic press release lauded the historic change, saying the new rules honor all gender identities by changing pronouns and familiar relationships in the House rules to be gender neutral. But critics, including evangelist Franklin Graham, said Democrats have gone too far. "I like House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's response. He tweeted, 'This is stupid.' Signed, a father, a son, and a brother." Graham wrote on Facebook, "God created them male and female, Genesis 1:27. This is shaking a fist in the Creator's face, trying to deny his authority. If those claiming the name progressive are allowed to have their way, we won't even recognize this nation in a very short time." The new rules change the meaning of the word relative by the Latin language that previously defined it as father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, first cousin, nephew, niece, husband, wife, father-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, all the ones that we know. In this place, it's a new definition of relative. Parents, child, sibling, parents, sibling. Parents, sibling, that's your auntie and uncle.
Yes.
First cousin, siblings child is your nephew or niece. So. Hey, y'all, you know, America. This is the level where they've got into. And it's even more serious when they were opening the Congress, the prayer that was said by the minister. When he finished, he prayed to a monoto, what God, and then he finished and said, Amen and A-woman.
A-woman.
And then
he mentioned Sagrada God's name, he mentioned something.
I mean,
out the video.
I forgot to add it, I just remembered Amen and A-woman. And then so he was asked in an interview, but Amen means let it be. It's not gender, it's not like a man or man as a man. It's let it be. It has nothing to do with gender. So
no, what they said, the Amen and A-woman, somebody, I saw some dictionary meaning. Mm-hmm. He said, I am stupid, let it be. So what that phrase itself is also there, which means something mm-hmm. unique.
No, but he was explaining that the woman, they have a first woman chaplain in the house. Mm-hmm. So the woman was supposed to be in recognition of that woman. And he's virtually joking with God.
They know what they are talking about.
Virtually joking with God. And the whole U.S. Congress, your first prayer to open a session, and you joke with God, Amen and A-woman, as your...
A Methodist bishop.
You know...
A person who gave that prayer.
Oh, yeah, he's an ordained priest, yeah. You see, this is the level where we've gotten to.
And if these are your leaders, where do you think you'll get to?
And some may not understand what is happening, but you see, let me read what this pastor wrote today. Where's the post? Okay, he said, Perry Stone wrote this message today. He said that, I warned you years ago, we were headed to 1933 all over again. Look at what is happening right now with banning opposing views. That's what Twitter, Facebook, and the social media giants are doing now, clamping down on conservatives. And it's just beginning. The same spirits that ruled Russia in 1917 and Germany in 1933 are still in the earth and have found a comfortable place in the American Babylonian political arena. Now listen to this critical part. There is a massive anti-Christian committee already formed to monitor preaching and teaching that has sent the agenda to Mr. Biden. There is a lot I cannot tell you on social media. That is troubling. Be ready to be a Daniel in Babylon. Keep your faith in God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and the Bible. This is a coded message which is very loaded.
See, be ready to be a what?
A Daniel. And let me add. Meshach, and Abednego.
Daniel chapter 3.
Yes.
Daniel chapter 6. Please have time.
This is the truth. This is where we are headed as Christians. It's not just about it's in America, so it's Obifia, it's not. See, America is a pace setter. What happens there?
Anything that affects America affects the world.
It leads,
you can never sit down on consent.
So they just set the stage and the rest follows. Persecution, we've been saying it's beckoning, it's coming. It's already happening in various countries. But the fact that we are not seeing it here does not mean it is not there or it's not coming. You know, the whole issue of Christian, I'm sure most of you have not seen it, but WhatsApp have changed their terms and conditions. Let me read portions of it. And if you don't agree to it by February 8th, you can't use WhatsApp again. And you see, when I saw portions of it, I said, oh, these people, this one, Christians, yeah, it's we just because of we and the conservatives, it's just because of us that they've done this thing. No other reason. It's just because of Christians. Come in, let me open it and read. Okay, I've seen it. Okay. Legal and acceptable use. That's the portion of the agreement. You must assess and use our services only for legal, authorized, and acceptable purposes. You will not use or assist others in using our services in ways that A, violate, misappropriate, or infringe the rights of WhatsApp, our users, or others, including privacy, publicity, intellectual property, or other proprietary rights. B, are illegal, obscene, defamatory, threatening, intimidating, harassing, hateful, racially or ethnically offensive, or instigate or encourage conduct that would be illegal or otherwise inappropriate, such as promoting violent crimes, endangering or exploiting children or others, or coordinating harm. C, involve publishing falsehoods, misrepresentations, or misleading statements. Let's pause on the C part. Who defines what is falsehood? Who defines what is misrepresentation? Who defines what is misleading statements? This blanket statement is where they will get Christians.
Thank you.
So now if I write something on WhatsApp and I say that homosexuality is a sin,
it's false.
To me, it is true because per my Bible is true.
To their community standard.
But to them, their Thank community you. Standard is falsehood. So based on this definition in their new statement of their agreement, which, by the way, you have to agree before you can use the WhatsApp going by February 8th. Based on this, WhatsApp can just terminate your account one time. And they won't even dialogue with you and tell you. Like they've done to Trump, they'll just cut you off. You can't question them. It's their system. Because it's an agreement. You agree to use it. So if they say you violated it, they have every right per their agreement now. If you click agree, that means they can do this to you. If they say what you said is falsehood, you can't go to America and go and catch them. This is what is coming. You see, the attack against Christians is not going to be full frontal, at the same time all over the world. It's happening at various levels and at various stages and at various degrees. In our place, see, this one, we are in Ghana, but it's going to affect us. So you'll be in Kumasi here, you send your devotion or you send your WhatsApp or any message or God. We send a lot of godly things in Ghana here. And someone sitting in the U.S., server room in his room or whatever in California will read this thing or see it and say that. So, yeah, do you understand? You see where this issue is. They say the messages are encrypted. If my message to you is encrypted,
how do you see?
How would they know if this one is falsehood?
Thank you. It's a lie. They are just lying to you. That's why we cannot trust anything they are saying.
This is them. How would they know that this thing, you know? Or maybe if someone just takes a screenshot and sends, that means they are going to soon add an option to report a post. You know, like Facebook, you can report a post. WhatsApp, they are going to have reports. So you send your daily devotion, your message to a group. Somebody read the thing and say, yeah, we crash, I don't know. I say, my reporting will be. That's it. They just block your messages. You know, so it's let me just finish the agreement. Now, the D, impersonate someone. E, involve sending illegal or impermissible communications such as bulk messaging, morning devotionals. They are bulk messages, auto messaging, auto dialing, and the like. Or F, involve any non-personal use of our services unless otherwise authorized by us. You go deep into this agreement. Eventually, the whole thing is because of Christians that they've done this thing. Christians and conservatives, it's because of us that they've done this agreement to clamp down on free speech. You know, so gradually, when we talk of persecution, it's not just about you being killed or you being beaten alone. No, those are the advanced or the extreme form of it. But in various ways in which your faith can be questioned, your faith is going to be restricted, your faith will have to be tested in various ways, be it technologically or be it in institutions, or because of this you can't do that. All these things are part of persecution. You see, so we are entering uncharted territories where we've never seen these things before, we've never been there before. And that's why the Lord has been giving advance warnings to these things, that we should brace ourselves for the times ahead. Because you see, when you know that there's, you know, it's like you sit in a plane and sometimes the pilot will warn that get ready for turbulence, because they've seen it ahead, that there are dark clouds ahead. So the plane is getting into dark clouds or cloudy conditions, turbulence. So they give the warning. So when now it starts moving, you are not, it can be scary, but you've been foretold or forewarned that get ready for it. So your mind, psychologically, you are a bit prepared for it. But the situation where you are not aware that something is happening, then suddenly it happens, if you are not careful, you may faint. And that is why we keep warning about these things, not to scare you, but just to put us in a state of readiness and a state of preparedness. Spiritual preparedness, psychological preparedness, emotional preparedness, because it's better to know the times we live in and what we can expect, or what we should expect in the times ahead, per what the Bible says, and per what Bible prophecy says, and per what the Lord is showing a lot, not just one or two people, I would say a lot of his messengers, servants, whatever. And that's the reason why we keep saying these things on this program, because the truth is, we are beginning to see things unfold in dramatic fashions. Let me use that word. A lot of things are unfolding. And you see, it's time we get ready emotionally and spiritually, especially by being more spiritual in terms of prayer. One prayer I pray a lot now, the wisdom to live in these days we are. You see, we need a special type of wisdom for the times we are in. You can't apply the wisdom you used years back to live in the times we are in. No, you will fail miserably. Because the devil has come up with a new set of rules, new strategies, because we are going to encounter things we never encountered. What our parents, the difficulties previous generations faced in their Christian...
How many parents can open such phones? A young boy of today can take their phone.
Technology was not available in previous generations. Now, the challenges we have to surmount and we have to overcome and we are going to face, it doesn't compare to what others faced. And that's why we bring these things to you, so that we can address it from the biblical point of view, and as well as encourage ourselves to know that these things are coming. For instance, see this message that Perry Stone wrote. Actually, I'm not surprised because I've heard some top people say that they're called Christians terrorists. Yeah, listen to the word terrorists.
Oh, yes.
How do you treat a terrorist when you arrest them?
You kill them.
How do you handle terrorists?
You torture them.
You see,
you give them the inhuman treatment.
In the eyes of the globalists, we Christians, we are the ones who don't want peace to be on this earth. We are the troublemakers. We are the people who are causing unnecessary tensions and unnecessary whatever you call it. So just that everything seems to be okay now. So it's like they are working with you, but in their head, the agenda that they have against Christians, it's not small. They hate Christians. Let me use the word hate. They hate Christians. And this hatred is not human. This is demonic, the Antichrist spirit inspired hatred. That's exactly what is going to happen. You see, the Antichrist came. Recently, I saw a video by Ben Hinn. I don't normally watch stuff. When I saw it, I said, oh, this one, the title was a bit inviting, you know, end time something. So I said, okay, wait here. And yeah, to tell you the truth, I was impressed with what he said, because he said one key thing that really made me happy that he said it. He said the Antichrist kingdom, a system is forming before our eyes. And it's the truth. You see, if we don't see that thing, we don't see that the Antichrist system is forming around us now, we'll miss it. When you know the system is forming, that means then you know that you have to be, you know the times you are in. And he added one thing. He said that it's time we now look towards heaven and forget about earthly things. I say, okay, that's good. And that's the truth. You see, when we know where we are and what is forming around us, then our perception of things, earthly things, will have to be redefined. And you see, the system is forming at a very gradual pace through the various agencies in the world. The UN is a major part of it, and other agencies allied to it. George Soros is a major funding brain behind this whole thing. And these people, they don't hide it. They don't hide their statements. They don't hide their agenda. They are pushing it head on. Millions of dollars are being pushed into the system. And ultimately, the targets, Christians. The targets, conservatives. Christians. So all that is happening, things are shaping up. It's all about us. And it's about control, to control human beings. And they know that if they want to control the whole world, they want to. It's the Christians who would oppose it. Because we will say that then this is the Antichrist system, so we'll not be part of it. Then we'll have to be attacked. Then we'll have to be punished. Then we'll have to be hated. You see, so the whole thing is linked. But if you don't see the system forming, how can you put your house in order? If you don't see that the system is forming, how can you know that it's time to look up, for our redemption is drawing near? That's why we have to be aware of what is happening. We have to be aware of what is happening. Jesus said, watch and pray. Watch. We also have to be watchful in the end times. We have to watch what is happening, know what is happening, and be led by it, and know that, yes, Jesus said this, that is happening. Then what do I do? I'll be back after this short break. Then we'll continue from there.
To you. Welcome to the mailroom. We're glad you're here.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here. I'm looking forward to my new job.
Well, glad to hear that. You'll be working with Earl. He's been here for 29 years.
Wow, I can learn a lot from him.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, Earl?
This letter goes to a guy named Smith. Where do I file that?
Under S?
Oh, yeah.
That's Earl?
Yep. We had high hopes for him.
How about this one for Zerkowitz?
Z?
Are you sure?
Earl.
Okay.
Why is he still asking basic questions?
He's never grown his skills. He just does the minimum and goes home.
But there's so much to learn and know. Why do you keep him?
Oh, we don't pay him. He just keeps showing up.
Stamp?
Upper right corner.
Thanks.
If he were an employee, we'd expect him to improve.
Once we are born into God's family, we're expected to mature in our faith. Is your walk with God closer today than it was last year? A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-523-8669. LifelinePro.com.
Welcome back. Issues of Life. Amen. Brother Yao in the studio. All right. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable, Lord, to you. May the songs that I sing, my life and offering, be pleasing, Lord, to you. Let my life be an offering totally devoted to proclaim the greatness and the power of your name. Your faithfulness has never changed, and now I live to say, in all I do, I want to honor you. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable to you. May the songs that I sing be invisible to you. With all my heart, I give my word to live, pleasing, Lord, to you. Be pleasing, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and on and on and on. And then say, Lord, your faithfulness has never changed. Now I live to say, in all I do, I want to honor you. And then the finishing part says, be pleasing, Lord, to you. Be pleasing, Lord, to you. Be pleasing, Lord, to you. Indeed, as I said earlier, let's strive to please the Lord this year. And it's not a matter of, I mean, if we want. It's a matter of, it's a choice. But it should be a must for us. Because we've gotten to the point where Christianity is no longer something for the part-time type of thing. We should be full-time and head on in it. We can't handle things as we used to, partial, semi, lukewarm, anything goes type of thing. One leg in the world, one leg in church. You know, when we are with the world, they see us as one of their own. When we are in church too, we say all the jargons, so they also see us as one of their own. You know, we are deceiving ourselves. We can't go on deceiving ourselves by playing at both sides of the game. It's time to draw the line. And it's time to be firm with our drawn lines. If you are here, be here. If you are there, be there. Because, you see, we are getting to the point where wishy-washy Christians will not stand. Yes. Because, one, high-level demonic forces are gradually unfolding, are being released onto the earth. Serious attacks, serious demonic temptations, and all these things are going to be projected against Christians. And you know, so if you are not strong in prayer, you are not strong in the word, you are not strong in your faith, you'll be drawn away through sin. You know, and actually, I remember one of our listeners shared this dream, and others have also been seeing some where lots of demons are being projected onto the earth, purposely to promote the LGBT agenda, as well as lust and fornication. You know, see, sexual sins are going to be a mainstay of the enemy's agenda for the end times. Because, see, the effect is not like other sins. It's quite damaging. So, it's one of the major sins that are going to push in these times, sexual sins, in various ways. So if you look at the trend, how the LGBT community has been growing and how they are becoming, you know, more emboldened by the systems in various countries, it is their season. And the system that is building up is empowering them, and they are going to be empowered the more. I read a document And actually, this is a document that's eventually they expect the government to use in the U.S. going forward. Where eventually, yeah, if you see the app, I'll look for it. I downloaded it, but whether it's on this phone or that, it's serious. Virtually, you can't say anything against the LGBT community.
We will say and go to prison. That's all.
But I mean, like they are trying to say that don't touch them, don't say anything about them.
Yebeka. Yebeka
no,
prison.
That is you. That is you. But for instance, you know what I read? Committee being set where eventually pastors' teachings and preachings are going to be monitored. Government is going to monitor preachings and teachings for what? That means it's not that if you say, "Oh, Jesus is Lord." They don't have a problem if you say Jesus is Lord. They have no problem with it. You can say drinking is a sin. They won't even say anything about it. If you go and say something about LGBT, then they come. Violation of hate speech laws, what. You see, they want to clamp down on speeches or preachings or sermons or anything against those people. If they hear the preaching, they can convert. Recently, there was a number of pastors have signed a document, including Desmond Tutu, the South Africa, and they are saying that it's wrong for conversion therapies. People should allow them, those in the LGBT, to be like, those conversion things should be stopped.
This gay person, Desmond Tutu, so.
So they are opposing that it should, they are against churches or people who try to
their preach. Children are in it, so oh, why would
no,
they?
His daughter is in it.
Oh no, nearby,
his daughter is in it. So, and it's not so a number of pastors. So, you see, when you have men of God opposing even the conversion of people who are in LGBT into normal lives, then it tells you there's something wrong with the church. You see, and these are the times we live in. Yeah, let's move on from there.
Remember, in the first place, they are not even men of God. They don't qualify. They are men of Satan, women of Satan.
Masquerading
that is masquerading as men of God. So in the first place, they do not belong to Jesus Christ. Yes, but we thank Jesus and we thank God for this particular program. As we've been saying, this program will not be on forever. And maybe Braben and I may die someday. If the program continues to run on this radio, we wouldn't be here forever. A day is coming, you're not going to get it again. And these are the times, these are the seasons we have it. You should be able to get it. And as Braben said, with the WhatsApp and others, a time will come. Some of us cannot be on WhatsApp. Because I will never break the rule of God to be on WhatsApp or Facebook. I will rather go off WhatsApp and Facebook. That is why the little we have, the little knowledge the Lord gives us now, we are sharing it. We are not keeping it.
Oh, yeah.
Because if the time comes and they make rules that will want us to compromise our Christian faith, we wouldn't. So at the end of the day, they will take us off. And it will happen to every child of God. Because if you go to compromise the faith anywhere, compromise the word of God just to be on the system, just you are doomed. The story Braben read. Immediately he read, the Lord said, you think that story is just a small story. But that is the testing of your faith. You've been told this is what God says. And our government says this. Will you obey God or government? Jesus said, the government of heaven and earth is given unto me. On my shoulders. Matthew chapter 28. He said, all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. So the power of Jesus on earth is greater than the power of Nana Akufo-Addo. So if our president goes to make a law and he contradicts with that of Jesus, you don't obey Nana Addo. We must obey Jesus. That is why I say, he that loved the mother, the father, the husband, the wife more than me is not worthy to be my follower. Our president is our neighbor. Our pastor is our neighbor. Any other human being, our wife, our brother, they are our neighbors. So if we love them more than he, Christ, we cannot follow him. So in the time coming, your job, your business, you are a qualified teacher. You are a qualified nurse. You are a qualified doctor. A qualified radio presenter. But now they bring a rule which you get to know the rule is contrary to the word of God. If you break it, you lose your job. If you don't break it, you are dishonoring God. What will you do?
As you're talking, the Holy Spirit just gave me a prompt.
Okay.
You see, people have it in their minds, how can our government do such a thing? You see, a lot of this influence will not come from our own governments here. It will come from
above.
So from the UN level.
UN coming.
IMF, World Bank, they give you conditionalities. So before we give you this grant of $100 million, we need you to ratify this agreement of hate speech. These are the contents. And because we also need that money,
they will go for it.
Then it's just a matter of implementation that may not be as smooth. But eventually, you have a system forcing your government to enforce a law.
It will happen.
That is coming from above. So you have your government, which loves you, genuinely would not have done it if they had their own freedom. But because of the conditions of the time and the system that we are part of, you see, it's a globalist system that is being built. So they would influence our governments to push some of these things on us.
So as we go in, I will give a prophecy. Don't trust any politician. No. Once the person is a politician, if the person is a politician and is a bishop, prophet, doctor, do not obey any of them. Do not trust any of them. No politician in the world, please. Because they are all controlled. They all belong to the same place. They are all working for the same person. Democracy has never been the government of God. No. God has never set up kings. No. It was people who went to demand for a king, Israel. And God got anointed. He said, Samuel, it's not you they have fought against. They have fought against me. They have demanded a king. Go and give it to them. So the first time kingship was given to the children of God was not God's own will. He allowed it because the people asked for, and he will not want to crush the will of the people. He said, so if you want to take it. And he gave conditions and curses that will come with the kingship. And this is what we've been suffering till date. Let's go back to the Bible and see this. You know, in the days we're going into, if you are not ready to stand for it, I'll read a lot of prophecies, a lot of messages. Some from Aduka, this our sister Glenda Lomax. I'll be reading a lot from her. I'll be reading one from Raymond Aguel, and I'll be reading a lot of messages. Then from there, I'll come and get this. The Bible says the Antichrist will make war with the saints.
Yeah.
The saints. Unless you are not a saint. But if you know and you claim you are a saint, then the Bible says it is you the Antichrist is coming for.
So you know he's coming because of the sin.
Why are we trying to run away? Stop running. I will have loved rapture to come first. But that is not what the Bible says. Now let's go into these prophecies. Let's read some. I just copied some. Now this one, you see, understand the battle. This is the title. It was given to Glenda Lomax and, on the 4th of January, 2021. And it's on the title, Understand the Battle. Many of us do not even accept there is a battle.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we even understand it? To know the tools we are going to use? This is the problem. We don't even believe the word of God again. We have our own doctrine, our own mind. This is what we feel. So how do we expect God to protect us? God has given us every accoutrement, everything we need for the battle to conquer and to win. But we say, no, we will not believe that. Let's listen to this. He said, understand the battle. As you walk through this uncertain days, know that I already see the path laid out before you. Your part is to walk in it, keeping me as the focus. In this end time round, don't go and keep your focus on any man or woman of God or church. Let your focus be on Christ. That is why you must develop your personal relationship, my personal relationship, our personal relationship with Jesus. If not, you are going to be deceived. Now, let us continue. When I came, Reverend was asking me whether I've seen a video. A certain man of God said, if he has given you a child, he will take the child. If he has given you money, he will take it. Now, people say, I say, yes. When we are talking, you say, no, we should not talk. They are coming for their children and their cars. Let's continue. You say, your part is to work in it. Keeping me as the focus. Your part is to not allow the enemy to cause you to stumble. And the only way the enemy can cause me and you to stumble is if we don't know the truth. If we don't know the way. If we don't know the word of God. Now, he continued. I will guide you. As Reuben said, we are not here to scare you. But certain things must come to let you know this is what is ahead. So that you will know how to prepare. The people that go for 5,000 meters, when they are preparing, sometimes they are able to go like 10,000 meters, 20,000 meters. They train that way because they know the distance they are going is far. But if you go to train for 200 meters, and now the distance comes and it's at 5,000 meters, how will you survive? You have to go break. Let's continue. You see, I will guide you and I will provide for you as you take each step. But the problem is we are not even ready to accept his steps. He said, look now for open doors I have placed before you. Many of us have closed our eyes. He said, oh, this is what my church say. This is what my pastor say. This is what my man of God say. Oh, I saw this big man of God, this big woman. Stop saying that. He said, look for the open doors I have placed before you. Find the path I have called you to and step on it without fear or apprehension. Do not allow the enemy to make you afraid, but shut out his evil voice. The place I have called you may not be that which you most desire. It may be a place you have not considered, but I know where to place you for safety, that you may walk out the rest of your journey. This will be a season of waiting, as you know much of what is coming, and you wait to see it come to pass. Do not waste this time, my precious ones, but position yourself in my spirit for victory. Sharpen your sword and understand the battle you are in, lest the enemy take you quickly. Do not confuse the season of waiting with a season of rest. This is one of the messages. Let's continue. And this one is also titled Shaking. It was given somewhere in 2017. That is April 10th, 2017. And I read it. It was reposted on the 9th of January 2011. And I read, you have, this is 2017 message. You have entered into a time of much change. And you feel the effects in your life. Others around you also feel the instability of this hour. But fear not, my people. Only believe. I am shaking all that can be shaken in this time. And when the shaking in your life is done, some people and some things will no longer be there. I desire more of your attention and focus. I desire you, he said, I desire to have time with you that has been made impossible by the relationship in your life, and I will tolerate them no longer. Submit to me. Humble yourself under my mighty hand and allow me to do what must be done that you may come higher in this intimate walk. That you may be protected in what is about to befall your nation. He was talking specifically about USA. And immediately it affects USA everywhere. It's going to affect them. He said, this nation and every nation. that you may be hidden in the secret place at this time. So now, many even do not believe this is coming. So how can, if even God say, run to here, go to here, move to here, how can we hear this? This is the problem we're having. Let's continue. More, this one, he say, stand strong and speak my truth. This one was given on the 30th of December, 2020, Wednesday. He say, America has given herself over to wickedness. She has chosen darkness over light. So darkness shall see, darkness she shall have, but my people I shall protect in this. Those who truly walk with me, not those in church, not me here just preaching, but those who truly walk with me, who worship me in spirit and in truth, who love my word and stand for my righteousness, I will guide and protect. When the wicked and unrepented have nothing to eat, my children shall be fed as I prepared a table before them in the presence of their enemies. But beware, my children, for this very blessings shall bring much persecution unto you, even death to many for my sake. God is saying, in the time when nobody has food to eat, some of you I'll provide for you. And because of the provision I'll provide, it will even bring death to majority of you. This is December 30th, 2020 message. Not to Israel, but to Christians. It continues. Yet, if you will stand strong and speak my truth, even in this, I shall be merciful unto you, and even your death shall glorify my great name. Mm-hmm. And we are saying we're not going to be killed. Be strong and be courageous. For you, he said, for you are coming home soon, my children. Fear not. Let's continue this one. And you were talking about, you know, the Russian kind of spirit coming to America. Yes. You know, a certain message was given on the 28th.
The communism.
Uh-huh, on the 28th March 2019. And it was reposted on the 2nd January 2021. And it's entitled, A New Communist America. Uh-huh. And actually, the main message was on the 10th of March 2019.
Okay, hold on, before you progress.
Okay.
For those who follow the American campaign, the recent elections, you notice that the Democratic Party, within the party, some were even worried that the party was becoming extreme. They are moving too far to the left towards communism. Where this AOC girl in Congress was championing or is still championing this communism things, Bernie Sanders communism things. So gradually, even the Democratic Party has been moving towards communism. So there are a lot who even fear that with Biden coming, then this whole communist agenda is going to take place. And if you look at the policies of Biden, it's exactly that.
He doesn't have policies. He's playing for his master.
Mm.
And that is it. They have set everything. It's in plan. And there is one thing I've been saying every time. Unless the Lord allows it, it will not come.
Oh, yeah.
God have a plan. And every plan, every prophecy God have said will come to pass. Some people will allow themselves to play the bad role. He will allow Satan to use them.
Like Judas.
Judas. And some people will play the good aspect. So everything that is happening, the Lord is going to allow it to happen. But you can be on the good side. Mm-hmm. I can be on the good side. And it's risk. He said, I was in my house not doing anything much, as I was honoring this day as my Sabbath, when I began to get impression in the spirit. I had been praying to be shown some of what is coming to the people of God in this end times. A dark oppression is coming to the people of America, and it falls like a heavy dark blanket. It falls like communism. America, when we talk about democracy, America, and if this is coming there, what do you think is happening? You say, it falls like communism. It feels like the spirit that was over Russia years ago. I see the people being stifled and held down against their wills. A dark leader has taken over in Washington and America, while the land of free has become now oppressed, told it is for their own safety, for their own good. That is how it begins. Mm-hmm. You see, but it is not for their own good. It is a path to making them submit. Something is missing, but I can't see what is missing. Something has been taken away from us. Not only our freedom, not only our speech. It is more than that. The air feels so heavy, we are afraid to breathe. Then he continued, this one he got on the 28th of March, 2019. He said, I was contemplating what I've seen on the 10th, and I saw that once there is a bounty on Christians, and because Satan's people will have such a zeal to remove all those who have stood for righteousness, nowhere will be safe. This is what she saw coming. There will be infiltrates that if you witness to them, they will report you. If you do a Google search, as at that time, if you do a Google search and it relates to anything Christian, people will show up at your house and kill you. If you go to Amazon to order something and it is related to anything Christian, you will be reported and they will kill you. The government in America will not only sanction this, they will encourage it. So evil will be the leader ruling America in that time. The leader I see in the spirit is so evil. I wonder if it is the Antichrist. It falls both male and female. You heard a man and a woman. It falls both male and female. So I don't know whether to call it he or she.
This was in 20...
This is 2019 March.
Then...
They went to pray to say amen, a woman.
Then
God will never hide anything.
At that time, who knew that the incoming will be president and then the vice will be a woman?
No amen, no a woman. But listen to this message. It continued. He said, and it will be the government who does most of the killing at first. Mm-hmm. I was shown years ago, continually, says that after this is off a big start, killing Christians wherever you find them will not only be allowed, it will be encouraged, and then it will become news item that CNN and other media will report with glee. And this is how they will caption it. More haters removed today from America for a stronger America. So during that time, when they kill Christians, this is how the news will caption it. More haters have been killed for a stronger America. Oh, yeah. Let's continue. He said, I saw that there will be people who literally build their wealth out of reporting Christians, so they will be killed. And then the government gives those people whatever those Christians own for keep. So she said, as at that time, this is what she saw. Those that will go and report like Braben, that they will come and catch you and kill you. The person who went to report you, they killed you. Every property you had, government will give it to the person.
Yeah.
This is what, remember, I did a message somewhere here, and we talk about be prepared to lose everything you have. It's coming. So if you are a Christian and you are now fighting for building, car, and please don't waste that time. Fight for your soul. Be preparing. Because a time is coming, people will report you just to get what you have. So it will be two. Either you will join them to ensure you hold on to your property, or they are going to kill you. Are you ready for that? Let's continue.
Or you go into hiding and leave what you have.
You will leave it. If you are going to hide it.
You leave it.
Yeah. If I'm in the bush, baby, how many days can I charge this phone? You wouldn't even need it. Oh, it's coming.
You make a phone call, you'll be tracked.
It's coming. So it continues. He said, there will be a special breed of evil that reigns that Christians will be unable to overcome, as this will be the time spoken of in Daniel chapter 7. This is God giving you. Mm-hmm. And he said, Daniel 7 from verse 20. He said, and he talked about where the Antichrist will make war with the saints and will overcome them. He continued. He said, the leader's heart in that time will be so dark. There is no light in it. A person without mercy, bent on destroying all that is America because it once stood for God. Bent on removing every trace of him, that is God, from this island. There will be no more mercy, no love, no charity, no government that shows any care for its people at that time. There will be sin and wickedness, perversion, lawlessness, and it will rule the land. This will be the leader Satan fully owns. The Lord said, listen to what the Lord said in addition. The Lord said, this Holocaust will be of both Christians and Jews. Mm-hmm. The two witnesses they've been talking about in Revelation chapter 11, for me, I'm beginning to think those two witnesses are Jews and Christians. Because when you check, it is 1,290 days.
Three and a half years.
So that is the two witnesses, two olive trees standing before the Lord. He said, the Lord said, the Holocaust will be both Christians and Jews. These are the people they are going to kill.
You shall be hated of all nations for my
name. And it will be worse than the Holocaust Adolf Hitler started. Let's continue. These are prophets. I have not said anything of mine. These are messages that the Lord has been giving. And now, let me go on this before I read Linda Lomas, the one given on the source, which is also very brutal of what is coming. Take this. Please, don't trust any politician. No. This was the last message given to Raymond Aguilera on that is for the year 2020. It was given on the 3rd of December 2020, and it was entitled United States Politicians. And it was given that 8:47 a.m. He said, Raimondo, write what I tell you. The United States politicians and all the leaders of, he said, all the world leaders are evil and sinners. Not one is righteous. If you are in Ghana, you are in Europe, USA, Japan, and you are thinking of any politician being good, forget about it. They play their rules. They know how to play it to deceive me and you. This is a, the United States politicians and all world leaders are evil and sinners. Not one is righteous. They are all stiff-necked and hard-headed. From the highest government office to the local government office. They seek money, power, and are idol worshippers. They are in public office for themselves, not for the public. They are a brood of vipers. Have you heard? Please, don't follow any of them. He said, they are a brood of vipers. This goes for many religious leaders too. Not just the politicians. Listen, he's not coming to the religious leaders, the pastor, the bishop, the private majority of us, we are following. They do not really seek or see Jehovah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, or the Holy Spirit. The ones with much pride and ego are going to hate you for this because of their demon spirit. Send it out, my Raimondo, for the end of this world is close at hand. Now, this is the message given to Glenda Lomax on the 6th of January, and it's entitled,
much wickedness. My children, I have told you what you are experiencing. And I didn't know, brethren, this was the day that they were having the Washington, D.C. chaos. And I did not even know that that day something has happened. So it was later somebody also sent me there. I said, ah. Then it was virtually the same day that thing happened, on the 6th. Mm-hmm. You see, my children, I have told you, what you are experiencing now is a dress rehearsal of what is coming next. Mm-hmm. Have you contemplated the meaning of my words to you? What follows this is much stronger and more widespread, much more deadly than what you face now. Evil will be at the core of what follows, and power is its goal. Another plague is about to be released, and it will take lives of hundreds of thousands. It will seem to you the dying will never stop. There is much wickedness in high places, in many nations now, and they seek to gain complete control that they may rule over your every move. Mm-hmm. As this time progresses, your movements will be far more restricted than than they are now. And those in power will attempt to restrict even who you may communicate with and how.
WhatsApp updates. WhatsApp updates.
Their intention is that these restrictions stay in place for a long after the new plague has done the destruction. They will be immune, they themselves, they will be immune to the plague as they were the creators. It was created for such a time as this. No, my children, the time that you live in, this is only the beginning of hardship for my people. For it will increase with every passing year. You have seen my people persecuted before, but this time will be worse. Far worse. Your preparation for this is my holy word. Be in my word daily. Commit it to memory, for when the wicked pass laws against it, know it deep in your souls, for this will be all the difference all the time. So get to know the word of God. Now, let's read some few scriptures. Just the Antichrist is coming to fight the saint. Unless you are not a saint. Unless you are not a saint. Now let's go to Daniel. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. Let's look at the word of God in Daniel. Daniel chapter 7. Let's look at verse 21. Prophet Daniel 7:21. And I read. When you have time, read from maybe from even one down. He said, and I beheld the same horn, that is the Antichrist, made war with the saints and prevailed against them. He made war with the saints. Let's go to look at the word which is translated saint to see. The word translated saint means holy and separate. Holy. After rapture, can somebody be holy still on earth? After rapture, can somebody still be holy on earth?
They say tribulation saints, as they call it.
No, after, no problem. Tribulation saints, can they be holy? Rapture is the taking away of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus wouldn't work after rapture. Yes. The word of God wouldn't work after rapture. So how do they become holy? He said holy. So if you call them tribulation, I wouldn't even agree with that. He said holy. The saints means holy. Will Christ come and rapture the church and leave holy people here? He said they will make hope and prevail against them until the ancients of days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. So the Antichrist will wear us out until Christ comes to rapture. Yeah. That is our redemption. And after Christ's rapture, Then from there, he will pour out his wrath upon them. When you get to 25 and 26, the same thing is there, the same Daniel chapter 7. He said, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out saints of the Most High. The same saints again, of the Most High. He said, and think to change the times and laws, and they shall be given into his hands. The sins shall be given into his hands. He said, until a time,
change,
1 year.
Change times and the laws.
The laws.
You see, a lot of all that we are saying can only happen after laws have been amended in many countries.
Is WhatsApp not changing its laws?
See, so they are, and eventually,
gradually,
ultimately, laws are going to be amended worldwide. Countries, countries, conditions, do this or else, do this or else. So laws should be changed before they can implement.
It's happening.
Because ideally, under normal human rights conditions, you can't, the Antichrist cannot implement what he wants to do under the normal Geneva Convention and all the various laws we have. So they have to change the laws.
Like a China Convention. China Convention. Why Geneva Convention?
North Korea.
North Korea Convention. So this, he said, until the time, he said, let read up. He said, and he changed the times and the season, and they were given unto his until a time, one. And times two. So 1 + 2, 3. Yeah. And dividing of a time, half. So 3.5. He said, so this is it, 3.5. The same antique. This is Daniel saw it. When Daniel saw it, let's go to see. John also came to see the same thing in Revelation. Let's look at Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. Let's look at it. Revelation chapter 13. Let's look at the reign of the Antichrist. You get to know it is 3.5 years. I get surprised people have been saying 7 years of great tribulation. Where did we get that from? I'm yet to see that 7 years. But the Old Testament is talking about 3.5 years. Daniel talks about 3.5, 3.5, 3.5. Mm-hmm. Revelation talks about 3.5. So where did you people get the 7 years tribulation from? Now let's see. This same Revelation chapter 13. Listen to verse 5. Coming to confirm the 3.5 years. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. 42 months. 12 months, 12 months, 12 months, 3 is 36. Yeah. It's not with 6. So 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. This is the reign. So what is this 7 years great tribulation? I'm yet to see it. He is going to reign. This is it. 42 months. Now listen to verse 7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. To make war with the saints and to overcome them. Let's look at the word translated as saint here. The word translated here as saint. This is what it means. It said, most holy thing. Brethren, most holy thing. Mm-hmm. So how can there be most holy thing after rapture? How does the person become holy? When Jesus has taken the spirit again, the Holy Spirit, the word of God, the blood of Jesus is not working. Because it is the blood of Jesus that becomes the basis even for righteousness. Mm-hmm. And as at that time, the blood of Jesus is not working.
Yeah.
So the Antichrist is making war with the saints. Yeah. Who is a saint? You say you are a saint. So why are you running away from the Antichrist? Why am I running? Why are we running? Then he continues in verse 7. He said, and power was given unto him over all kindreds and over all tongues and over all nations. Listen to the people that will know about the Antichrist. In verse 8. And all that dwell upon earth shall worship him, whose name are not written in the book of Lamb, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The whole world.
In other words, there are people whose names are
in the book. Those whose names are in the book of life, they will not bow down, meaning they will be here.
Certainly.
It means rapture hasn't happened.
Yeah.
They are the only people that will not bow down to the Antichrist. Then when you fast forward to verse 15, he will show you. When the false prophet came, he said, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast both should speak, and to cause as many as will not worship the image of the beast to be killed. As many that will not worship the image of the beast. Verse 8 told us those with their name in the book of life,
yeah,
they are the only people that will not bow to the image of the beast.
It's because of them that the false prophet has to come.
Thank you.
Come and deceive them.
To deceive them. So if after doing all the catcher, the miracles, and they see, say, oh, Chocobilla, we will not bow down to what, then now they are going to kill them.
Yeah.
And this is what this man saw in Revelation chapter 6. When you read Revelation chapter 6, John saw it there. He said, Revelation 6 from verse 9. He said, and when he had opened the fifth seal, get this, every time we've been saying this, but still people don't want it. The great tribulation is the opening of the fifth seal. Seal number 5. Yeah. It happens. And the wrath of God is the opening of seal number 6. Yeah. So there is a difference between the great tribulation and the wrath of God. They are never the same. The great tribulation is the opening of the fifth seal. That is Revelation chapter 6, 9 to 11. And the wrath of God is the sixth seal. Revelation chapter 6, 12 to 17. So if any man of God, they say we are not appointed unto wrath. The wrath of God, yes.
Yeah.
But not the wrath of man. The wrath of man is tribulation. That is why John's head was cut off.
And the wrath of the Antichrist.
That is it. The wrath of the Antichrist and the wrath of man. That one we are appointed unto. It is the wrath of God we are not appointed unto.
Yeah.
And the wrath of the Antichrist, the wrath of man is what combines to make the great tribulation. Tribulation have been happening everywhere. But before Christ Jesus come, it will be worldwide and intensified. That is why the Bible called it great. And John said, Apostle Paul said, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 14, 22. We must through much. What is the meaning of my great? Enormous. Many. So if Paul said, we must through much, which is the same as great tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And you claim you are a Christian and you say, great tribulation is not for Christians. Then, the whole letters of Paul, you don't even have to read it. He said, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for their testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice and saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, do not thou judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on earth? The people, brethren, who are dead now, they all know that a time is coming, God must come to avenge their blood. So they were calling it. When John was writing this, brethren, John was alive. He has not been killed. So as we speak now, John is part of these people. Now listen to what they told them. And white robes was given unto them, that, and it was said unto them, that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants, also of their brethren, that should be killed, as they were, be fulfilled. These are people who have been killed. And they're saying, God, come and avenge our blood. And God said, relax. Some of your brothers must be killed as you were also killed. And the number is not yet fulfilled. Relax until they are killed. And they just say, no, will not be killed.
God has a number of Christians who will be killed.
By the grace of Jesus, so far, great tribulation. We've done 11 series. I've recorded all. English and three. English version is there. Key version is there. They are available for free. We don't sell it. We can send it through WhatsApp. They say, Yenyam Pamoye. So, for now, we can send it through WhatsApp. Take it. Sit down. Let's correct ourselves. We have not told anybody come and follow us. But we want all of us to know the truth. I believed when I got born again. I said I got born again in deeper life. And when you say, somebody say, why are you mentioning? I was told rapture before great tribulation and I believed it. From 2009 to 2014. Until I saw it was wrong. So I decided to stay with the Bible. So we want all of us to correct ourselves. So that you don't fall. This is all we're saying. So if you want it, I can send it to you. Write this number down. Let me just forward it to you. And please, send it to your pastor. You yourself listen to it. After listening, pray. And when you're about to listen, invite the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And open your mind. And let us all learn. 0204-200-444. 0204-200-444. 200444. All we want to do, we want the Lord to help me and you, help all of us to be prepared for the days ahead. Because once you know it's coming, you will know how to prepare. But if you say it's like telling a child who is going to school, you are not going to write final exams. And just the day of graduation, they say you're going to write 7 papers. How would that child pass? You will fail. But once the child knows we're going to write exam, the child will prepare. So people have been saying it doesn't matter which comes first.
Hey.
Do you think God is stupid to have given that order in the word of God? It doesn't matter which one comes first. It's a lie. God is not stupid to have altered all of them and put them in the Bible. Let's go strictly according to the Bible. If we know we have gotten it wrong, we should humble ourselves to say we were wrong. That is all. Brother Ishaim, brother.
I'll be back after this short song.
Lord, I want to live my life to please you. I bring my heart before you to be mold. Make me a vessel fit for honor. I might shine for you.
This is another powerful song, which is also in a form of prayer, to be pleasing to God. It's very, very important. I mean, this year, let's not go through this year as we've done in previous years. Oh, the year we start fasting and prayer in church, then the same cycle. You know, there are things we should renew our minds about if we truly want to have an effective, spiritually positive year. And, you know, in as much as we are still in this world, yes, if it is the schooling, you are schooling, or working, you are working and all, but pay attention to spiritual things. You see, we are spirit beings first before we are in a build, in a container building, whatever, called the flesh, which because of that flesh we have to feed. That's why we have to work and get money to buy food and buy petrol to move the body around and all that. Let's, with the spirit being alone, we don't need petrol to buy any car, for any car, because we can just move in the spirit realm, just translocate, move up and down. But you see, it's all because of this this body, flesh that we have to struggle, and all this up and down, the sun and everything we are struggling with. But the real us, the real you and I, the spirit man in there, but we pay little or no attention to it at all. But he is the real deal, our spirit being. And this year, if we pay attention to it, we will do better as Christians. Because over the years, you see, people will do New Year resolution plan to do this, to buy this, to go here, to do this, to do this. There will be no spiritual agenda. Mostly, there's no part, nothing spiritual as part of that. All we have to, okay, baby, pray more, read more Bible. That's all. Even that we don't set targets, that we so by 13th January, you realize we are back to square one. Prayer life now, Bobo. You see, let's pay more attention to the spirit about this year, because it's very important. If we don't grow spiritually, we don't mature spiritually, you know, there's something you call crash course. Before the year and the last, before the Christmas, last few days before Christmas, I was in the 4 days crash course with some clients on the training, doing some training for them. They said they wanted a crash course, so they are paying for it. So even have to be moved to there, they have a training place and all that. Morning to evening, like full day, because it's a crash course. They want to learn a whole lot of things in just 4 days. That is how we should pay attention to our spirit man, to quickly grow through a crash course. You see, we should see the times as very serious times. So that, how quickly can you grow your spirit man? So instead of, for those who know me on Facebook, I used to be a bit active. Now, I just post my morning devotional. That's all. So if you, those who are my friends on Facebook, you check my page and see. Apart from the morning devotional, there's nothing again the whole day.
Reuben.
Because, you see, we have to now re-strategize and use our time wisely.
I was in over 150 groups. What's up? The Lord told me, go out of all those groups. Now, it's left with some groups I created. I put in two messages. Michelle, two times. Maybe.
See, we have to be very circumspect about the times we live in. I'll be talking about this. I'm writing a very short, it will be an e-book, free e-book. I'm not for sale anyway. So,
no copyright.
Oh, yeah. It's about time, like the times we live in. I'm almost done. Hopefully in the next few weeks. It's a PDF, so I'll share it to my. You see, the Lord has been giving me a whole lot of things about the times we live in and how to manage our time and how to use our time wisely. And it's so, so important. It's because, one, we will give account for how we use our time. The day I really understood that thing well, I realized, no, let's be careful with how we use our time. Let's be careful how we use our time. Because, you know, there are some basic questions that if the Lord asks you, you'll be in trouble. How many times did you spend time in His presence? Did you spend time in His word? Did you spend time worshiping Him? Did you spend time praying? Now, how many hours did you spend watching football? Hey, the calculator will even exceed the numbers. You see, so let's be very careful how we use our time. The program has been Issues of Life. God willing, next week, we'll be continuing our program. You can get this recording in the next hour or so. I'll upload it. Spiritissues.info. Oh no, less than. Spirit. My internet is very fast, so when I get to now, within 5 minutes to be up. So spiritissues.info. Spiritissues.info. I'll upload this edition there.